Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and I am usually with Mr. Mike Salmon, but Mike is missing again this week. And he's in Rio. He's actually tweeted out a picture from Rio, so we know he's there, right, Stephen Julian?
Absolutely, John. And I'm sorry to start the show off by correcting you, but if you know he's in Rio, then he's not really missing, is he?
Well, I guess
he's he's out of commission for radio.
He's out of commission,
right? There we go.
But he's missing from our studio today,
absolutely.
Right?
And I am humbly, very humbly, trying to sit in his place, and already I've corrected you, so we're off to a great start.
Boy, I tell you, it's getting rough already here in Alpharetta today.
All right, well, let me try and change things real
please
quick,
change
John.
It quickly,
before
yes.
we, so we're going to turn the page, and we're going to remind everybody that we are in the Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta Studios here with Business Radio X, and Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
Thank you, Stephen. Now, none of our guests are missing today, so that's a good thing. So let me introduce them. First of all, we have Sean LeFave from North Georgia Promotions. We have Diane Campbell of Gratitude Goodies and Seth Gilland of Fulfillment Strategies International. But why don't we get started with Sean LeFave? Sean is with North Georgia Promotions. He owns North Georgia Promotions. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, John.
So tell us a little bit about you and North Georgia Promotions and what you do.
My wife and I decided to start our own business about 7 years ago. We started in our house, and we were really involved with Boy Scouts and things like that. So we decided they buy a lot of shirts, they buy a lot of hats. Let's go ahead and see what we can offer them. So we started learning more about the process. We started attaining more equipment, more staff, increasing our facility. So last year we moved into a 5,000 square foot facility over in the south end of Forsyth. And we do all of our embroidery, screen printing, banners, all in-house.
So, Sean, obviously, you kind of sound like the process started with the Boy Scouts, but I'm going to guess that it didn't end with the Boy Scouts. So who are your best clients? What are the businesses that need your services the most?
Thanks for asking that. We try to deal with a lot of local businesses and organizations. Some of our primary customers are the school systems. So in Forsyth County Schools and North Fulton Schools, we give our best pricing to those organizations because we know how hard it is for them to get good quality product at a reasonable rate so they're not having to spend all their money out on that type of stuff. We also do a lot of public safety.
So Sean, tell us a little bit about your facility. And I take it that's one thing that distinguishes you from other promotional products companies, having that facility for people to come into.
Yeah, exactly. We've actually dedicated about 800 square feet of showroom space in the front of our building so that our customers can come in at their leisure and go through some of the newest apparel products that are out there. Even be able to try on and touch everything. And then we also have a wall of promotional stuff. So if someone has an upcoming event that they need to get something for, they can come in and just browse at their leisure and see if there's something that they really like that they think would help their business.
I think, Sean, the phrase at your leisure is probably not a phrase a lot of people sometimes put with embroidery and screen printing and getting those orders done. So that's already something that sets you apart. Let me ask this question. I think sometimes a small business owner says, well, I only need a couple of shirts. I don't know if I want to go to a company like that. But after all, they have a 5,000 square foot place. I must need a big order to get started. So what's the minimums that you can work, whether it's a sports team or a local business?
Typically for embroidery, we like to have at least 6 pieces. In that situation, that's most businesses can cover that amount if they buy 1 or 2 shirts for their employees, or caps, or jackets. Screen printing, we like to have at least 24 pieces for screen printing, just because if you do less than that, the cost for all the screen setups and everything end up costing too much per shirt, and it doesn't feel right charging the customer that much for something.
Sean, let me ask you a follow-up question to the fact that you have a 5,000 square foot facility. I mean, that's obviously going to set you apart from your competitors. And so let me just kind of ask, in that market, in embroidery and screen printing and getting that kind of production, what percentage, I mean, give us an idea of how different that is. I mean, I'm guessing it's like 1 in 10 or more or less that have the kind of facility and the showroom, like you said, going back to the at your leisure. How unique is that in the market? Let me just ask it that way.
There are some facilities that are larger than ours and tremendously bigger than ours. But they're the people who deal with the Coca-Cola or
right.
with the major big, giant, franchise people.
Right.
90% of what we do is within a 20-mile radius. So we deal locally. Most other people that do what we do, they don't have a place for somebody to come in and actually touch and feel the product before they buy it. They can't actually come in and see the product being made. And we allow all of our customers to come in and see the whole process.
We're talking with Sean Lefebvre, North Georgia Promotions. Now, Sean, one of the things that I know about you because of your work with the Alpharetta Business Association, which I'm involved in, is you've done some original artwork for some T-shirts that you did. And thank you for that, for what you did for ABA. But that leads into what you do on the art side. So talk a little bit about that.
Pretty much everybody that we have involved in our screen printing area are designers. They've graduated with a degree in art design. They all have a specific type of a look to their design work. Some are a little bit more corporate. Some are a little more cartoon superhero. So that in conjunction with the other artwork that we have in files that we can use for print and screen printing, we can usually create a fairly nice logo for anybody. And design fees are typically free if they choose it from our catalogs. If they have something that they want specifically done that's really fancy and cool and outrageous, we can usually do that for less than an hour of design time.
Sean, so the art is kind of important, and again, another way of unique and value add. So let me ask the business owner who's thinking, I just need to get some screen printing done. And screen printing is a term that's just thrown around. What are some of the value adds and some of the ways that you set yourself apart? Is there a new form of screen printing? Is your embroidery different from it? Go ahead and brag on yourself a little bit and the process of specifically screen printing.
I think one of the things that sets us apart right off the bat is that we have some of the most advanced equipment available on the market. We run a 1012 automatic screen press that has a flashback unit where we do not lose a color head when printing, when we actually have to flash cure one of the ink colors. We're getting fairly deep on that, but what that allows us to do is...
I was going to say, I was flashing back to Mr. Mom. I'm going to make it all 220, 220, 221, whatever it takes. Go ahead.
We can actually produce a more colorful screen print and not have to go to a larger machine that we don't have. So we can accommodate really intense designs for screen printing. As far as the embroidery, we've got a digitizer that we use that creates the sew files for the embroidery machine to read. And typically, they come out exquisite. The one thing people do have to remember is if you're going to go to embroidery, you don't always get the fine detail because you're now using thread instead of actual digital images.
John, are you getting the sense that Sean knows what he's doing and why he says that they offer high-quality custom printing, embroidery, digital printing, all the other stuff they can do? I think I can trust my needs to this guy.
I think the thread count of his knowledge is pretty high, right? Can I say
well
that,
done.
Right?
Well
do you
done.
Like that? So, Sean, one more question. Tell us about, you've talked about the schools that you're involved in. I know you're involved in a lot of ways in the community. Talk about some of the associations and groups that you are involved in and you do work for.
I'm currently Our business is currently a member of the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, the Alpharetta Business Association, as well as the Cumming Forsyth Chamber of Commerce. We're actively involved in their meetings that they have weekly. We try to be involved in the events that they have anytime we can, either by sponsoring or being able to donate something. I'm a firm believer that if you are not involved in your community and you don't do things or give back things to your community, your life isn't fulfilling as much as it really could be.
Cool. That's great. Great story. We've been visiting with Sean LaFave of North Georgia Promotions. Sean, thank you for being with us. But before you go, tell people how to get in touch with you if they're interested in what you've had to say.
That's awesome. This is the best question yet.
Right.
We would love to hear from you. Our email is sales@ngapromotions.com, just like North Georgia Promotions. Our phone number is 770-710-0467. And we're located right off of Highway 9 and McFarland Parkway.
Terrific. And so they folks can get on your website and get a little sample of what the work you do.
Yes.
Terrific. Sean, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
John, before you go to our next guest, I just want to remind everybody that the Business Radio X North Fulton studio is located here at North Point Executive Suites. And at North Point Executive Suites, they provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Terrific, Stephen. So thank you for that. We are here on North Fulton Business Radio and joined now by Diane Campbell. And Diane is the owner of Gratitude Goodies. Welcome, Diane.
Thanks for having me, John.
Glad to have you. And tell us about you and your business. Tell us about Gratitude Goodies.
Well, thank you. Gratitude Goodies started in just 800 square feet of basement space in my home. And it wasn't long after we started that we started infiltrating the closets and the bedrooms and the garages and everywhere else in the house. You know, when you have an 18-wheeler backing up to your house, you kind of get an idea it's time to go. So after 3 years of that, working part-time, we moved into 1,500 square feet of space, which we still reside in now.
So you and Sean have something in common, right? You started in your house and then have had to move out because of success. So that's a great story to tell, right, Stephen?
Yes, I'm going to intersect one thing in that, though. I'm sure when Sean was starting out, his closets were full of shirts and thread. Yours was full of Gratitude Goodies. So
yes.
I want you to tell a little bit more about what these goodies are. Talk, you know, brag a little bit about what you made and filled your closets with.
Well, Gratitude Goodies is focused on meaningful ways to say thank you. And since I'm a foodie myself, that is what is in my closets in the home.
So, amen. Keep
yeah,
going.
Yeah, amen. Chocolate.
Ooh.
Need I say more?
No, well, yeah, you can, because that's a great start.
You know, chocolate pretzels, chocolate-covered Oreos, chocolate cookies, just chocolate bars, chocolate pistachio or cranberry pistachio bars, raspberry swirl bars. You name it, we tried to have that kind of chocolate in our shop.
We're going to take a break here from Business Radio X while I go enjoy some of these Gratitude Goodies. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
He would do that to me, right? He's going to take off and eat while I finish asking all the questions. Thank you for that, Stephen. So talk a little bit, though, about it. It's one thing to have the product, and that sounds appealing, really appealing. It's another thing to put it together in a very appealing package, which is what you also do, right?
That's correct. And, you know, one of the things that we want to do, especially in the business environment, is help businesses value and appreciate their clients, their coworkers, their employees, their referrals. Just in the business world, that is not done enough. So Gratitude Goodies is all about providing that meaningful way to say thank you for businesses. But we just so happen to do that in a very kind of emotional way. You're crossing over from the business world into an emotional response, and we like to call it the shock and awe. They're shocked that we come through the door with a gift, and it's usually followed by, oh, they thought of me. And when you cross over into that, you are in a new level of relationship with your client. We like to think it has a high return on your investment. because you're investing in the relationship, you're investing in that person.
Walk me through, and therefore our listeners through, when someone calls, you know, kind of start to finish, because you're right, you had me at chocolate, okay? But walk me through the process, because I think sometimes people think about gratitude gifts and thank you gifts, and they go, oh, I don't know if I can afford it. Do I have to buy a minimum? So feel free as you're walking through to kind of talk about what's a minimum order, what's a budget for typical stuff, and also all the way through, is it delivered through mail? Is it delivered personally? Just kind of walk me through the process.
Perfect questions. Let's just take John, for instance. He was going to appreciate a client. He would call us and say, you know, I have a couple clients I want to appreciate for a holiday. What do you have in mind? So I would be asking John, what is your budget? What are you trying to achieve? What outcome do you want from that experience? So he could say his budget could be, I have between 35 and 50 is my range. But if you want to go higher, we can do that too. So we'd walk you through that process. We decide on the budget. And we'd kind of back into that based on what you want. If you want a custom thing, say your logo on a box of truffles, we can do that at Gratitude Goodies. We have some proprietary software that will enable us to capture your logo in a JPEG, put it on a box of truffles, and that goes front and center in the basket. So, but if you had, say you were in a convention, you say, I have 250 gifts, I want to spread around to 250 guests. That's a different kind of budget. It would be less amount for more people. Or if you wanted to say, I want to send a big splash to somebody just to make a big impression. What's your budget, John? It would be about $250, not a problem. So we can take that gift, customize it to your budget, put the things in there that you are focused on having, you know, could be chocolate, could be cookies, could be savory items, could be all of those. Or you say, my client is a guy, for instance, and they like sausage and cheese and things like that. We could do that. Or if it's a woman, you say, put chocolate in there. We could do that too. So it's designed in-house and it's delivered in by us as well. So we deliver all over the city of Atlanta, all the metro Atlanta area, and we can deliver all over the nation as well. We have carriers that take the gifts through FedEx or UPS or USPS all over the nation. We even deliver to marinas over in California, and I would love to deliver that myself, but and across the nation and into other areas of the world as well.
So, John, again, I'm sorry, I have to take a break. I have to go call and place an order for some clients. I mean, she just keeps winning. She just keeps nailing this with great things to do. So first it's awesome to eat. Now it's great to give and an easy process. And I'm a guy who doesn't, I love investments, and what a great return on investment where she starts with what's your budget. And let's
absolutely
make you a winner.
I absolutely. Like she makes it easy for us. Right. But one of the things that appeals to me about your message though, Diane, is that I know you're taking Christmas orders, right? Just right now, and you're getting people lined up for Christmas. However, your message is, let's be thankful all year long, and maybe giving those gifts throughout the year, the shock and awe when a box of chocolate or a basket of chocolates gets delivered in July is a pretty good idea sometimes, right?
Absolutely. You know, if you could look at me now, you could see the panic on my face, and that's because Christmas does happen in July. And we are already a month late on, especially working with businesses who are planning. Every business plans their budget and plans ahead. We know this. So we are actively engaging clients right now to set their budget, tell us what the list is. That comes a little bit later. But we want to know the budget and kind of how much you want to do in terms of gifts you want to send out. The list keeps growing and growing and growing as we get towards October. One of the things that we do in July is we shop for Christmas. And there's a lot of times that the things that we want for our clients are already taken. They're already sold out. So I can't emphasize enough that the time is now to get with us to talk about that.
Diane, you said you were a little bit of a self-confessed foodie. And as you've sat here talking about your process and talking about your product, it's pretty obvious that I think this business kind of came out a little bit of who you are. So talk a little bit about yourself, your family, just kind of where you came from and how you got to this place.
Well, that's a very interesting question. I'd be happy to answer. I grew up in the Jersey Shore area, and I had an Italian mom. So I remember coming home from school and smelling, before I even got to the house, I could smell eggplant Parmesan cooking or spaghetti and meatballs cooking. So it was, you know, very tantalizing and memorable thing for me. Now, my mom became kind of the central point for all our family to gather, and there was always, always, always food at the table. And my dad worked in New York City. So there would be many occasions where I'd head up to New York City from Jersey. It was only about an hour and a half from us, and he would take me out to lunch. So going to lunch in New York City was a big thrill for me because you never knew where you were going to end up eating, and the food was always amazing. I think food is probably one of the sexiest things out there. I love to capture the food in photographs. When we go to the shows, the best part about it is eating our way through the convention and just evaluating this, that, and the other based on how it tastes, how it smells, because we want to do that for our clients. We have to make sure, if you can sense the sarcasm here, we have to make sure that it tastes great and it's delivering on the promise of being good.
I sensed no sarcasm. Yeah, I sensed love and passion for what you
job.
Do. It is. Diane, are you looking for investors as long as I can go to the conventions
looking for
with
tasters,
you?
Yeah.
I'm afraid Stephen may eat up all the profits, so yeah. I don't think that's a really good idea. But
just me well.
Yeah, just to throw that out there real quickly. But and we need to quit doing this show before lunch, Stephen. That's one thing is that we made a big mistake on our timing here. But we are talking with Diane Campbell. Diane is the owner of Gratitude Goodies, and you're on North Fulton Business Radio X. So talk about good clients for you, those clients that maybe hear this, but maybe need some ideas on how to connect with you in terms of the kind of clients that they should be expressing gratitude for.
Well, since we're a very corporately focused gift company, we love to work with corporate clients. Now, they can be anywhere from the small business who has 10, 12 gifts that they want to give out. It could be a subscription type of basis where they want to send out X amount of gifts per month per client acquisition, or we can work with larger companies that, for instance, want to send 450 gifts out or 60 gifts out, 100 gifts. We love clients in the hospitality industry, and we love to serve clients in the, I'm lost.
Any industry that likes to eat.
Yes.
Period.
Well,
done.
That,
end of story.
You know, that loves chocolate.
Exactly. You know, and I apologize for that, but that is, you know, I don't like to say anybody, but it is anybody, especially who wants to value and appreciate and extend that relationship.
Yeah, we apologize to our listeners because if you hear silence, we're chewing. We're working on the chocolate, right? So,
absolutely.
Anyway, but Diane, it's been great to have you with us, but now that you've gotten everybody worked up about what you offer, tell them how to get in touch with you.
Well, the best way to get in touch with us is we have a full-featured website at www.gratitudegoodies.com. You can order right there if you don't want any specialized or customized options. However, if you want to customize your options, we ask that you call us at 770-886-9598. Or you can contact me at Diane@gratitudegoodies.com.
And just to be clear, full featured means you can order directly from the website. You can make it happen.
Exactly.
Terrific. Diane, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, John.
John, I'm going to try and get through this next paragraph because I'm really hungry now. But John, did you know that Ferratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offer outstanding customer service? Ferratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferratech products, so you know that they stand behind their quality. For more info, visit ferratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com.
Thank you, Stephen. And finally, last but not least, we welcome Seth Gillen, and Seth is with Fulfillment Strategies International. Welcome, Seth.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me on.
Terrific. So tell us about your company and tell us what you do.
Well, Fulfillment Strategies International, otherwise known as FSI, is a full-service third-party logistics provider. We really offer two primary services, pick, pack, and ship services, which enables e-commerce fulfillment or really any type of fulfillment, primarily focused on e-commerce, though, and kit packing solutions. The pick, pack, and ship process is really about getting orders out to end users, individuals that order things online, whether it be promotional products or gift baskets. It could be a number of different things. But we really do a lot of apparel. We do a lot of electronic products, hair care products. There's really not any industry we probably do not touch. There's a lot of different connections we can make and a lot of different products that can be fulfilled. Think of us as a miniature Amazon.
Seth, are there businesses and business owners that should be taking advantage of your services with pick, pack, and ship and kit packing that kind of are trying to do it themselves? Do they think that they're too small and they don't need your service? I speak a little bit to those businesses that might first hear what you just say and go, I'm not ready for that, but they really are.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we work with individuals that are starting up their businesses that have zero orders. We help them forecast models and determine what type of cost might be incurred using our services compared to doing it on their own. We also work with groups that have been established for many years where we have thousands of orders. And it's gotten to a point where they're going to try a different scenario, a different option, just to see if there's possibly another fit for their business or in one particular case recently, we had a manufacturer that approached us and they wanted to expand their manufacturing business, but they were also doing their own fulfillment. And so they outsourced their fulfillment to make room for the manufacturing expansion.
So Seth, you are really taking off a big operational headache for a lot of businesses that are maybe doing this themselves and really need to get focused on the manufacture of their product, the marketing of their product, the logistics you take and handle.
You're exactly right. The biggest problem I think small businesses have are growing their business because they get so entrenched in their operation. It's the most time-consuming portion of their business. And really what we try to do is free that time up and do it very economical. You know, we're experts at what we do, or at least we feel like we are for most businesses. And we try to work within budgets or within expenses that they've already established to make sure that, you know, we can provide the same services without them having to focus it on anymore. So now they're freeing up a ton of capital and a ton of time to really, like you said earlier, focus on their marketing, focus on the research and development of their products, really focus on the growth of their business.
Seth, you're on the North Fulton Business Radio Show, but I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and say that North Fulton is not the only market that you can serve. What is the reach of FSI? Where can businesses be located that you can help with? And you kind of talked about almost any sector. There's almost any business that you can't touch, but let me let you take also that question to maybe say, are there any sectors and markets that you guys really specialize in or really are focusing on?
Sure. There's really, you know, to start with, we are a global company. Okay. We work with clients here in the Atlanta area, anywhere in the United States, and clients from Australia, from Hong Kong, from the UK.
Let me ask a clarifying question on that. If you're working with these companies from other countries, is that they're trying to do shipping here in the States and you're helping, or literally you're shipping globally for companies as well?
Both ways.
Awesome.
So we've got Australian clients that are expanding into the U.S. market and we're distributing for them domestically. And then we also have clients that are, U.S. Based clients that are distributing their goods throughout the globe.
The good news here is that we stream over the internet and we have international listeners, right, Stephen? So that's good news for Seth Gillen, who is with Fulfillment Strategies International. And thank you again for being with us, Seth. So talk a little bit, though, about some of the specifics maybe that folks don't think of when they think of how you can help them. Talk a little bit about the packing, the shipping, and how that works specifically. Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to really kind of drive down into some of our capabilities a little bit more.
That'd be great.
On the fulfillment side with pick, pack, and ship, there's a lot of different movements going on inside that service alone. There's the technology that's involved with getting the orders over into our system. So an individual may be using a variety of marketplaces. There's eBay, Amazon, their own platform, whether it be a Shopify cart that they built themselves or a Magento platform. Either way, we have a technology that can integrate seamlessly those marketplaces so that the orders automatically flow to us. Once the orders arrive at our facility, we'll process a packing list, or we can call it an invoice or call it a number of different things, but essentially we'll mask ourselves and it'll look like it'll come directly from our clients. We'll pick those products from our shelves, match them up to the appropriately, the materials that really mesh with the goods. So if it needs to be an envelope or a padded mailer or a cardboard box, we can do that. We can also offer branded material. So if we're using a tape that, markets for that client as it's being delivered, we can do that as well with the different vendors we use. And then once the order actually ships out with one of our many carriers, we push that information, all that data back into the customer's cart so that we don't necessarily drive their consumers to us. We keep them on their site so they can have repeat orders and just the environment that they shop in, so that everything's seamless at that point.
Seth, I'm going to ask you a question that might come a little bit from ignorance, which I've been challenged with. Mate, stop laughing, Trey.
It'll sound natural, right? Yeah.
You are not the only pick, pack, and ship company out there. So talk a little bit about what makes you guys different from your competitors. What are some things that set you apart?
Sure. No, we're not. We offer probably the industry-leading technology services. There's two things that really separate us. Technology being one, making sure that we can integrate with all the different platforms that are there. And then number two would be focusing really on our core. A lot of fulfillment companies lose sight of who they are and they start branching off into promotional products or wanting to develop other types of services as far as maybe building their own fleet and making their own deliveries. We have a lot of great partners out there and a lot of great clients that really just want to hand us their fulfillment business. And within fulfillment, there's obviously other sub-channels or other categories that we work on, kit packing and subscription services and sweepstakes and rebate programs. But that's all part of the fulfillment package. And we make sure that we stay focused on that just so that we can really drive home savings to our clients.
There's enough there to keep you guys busy and keep you guys leading the pack for a while.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm hearing.
Absolutely.
So just to prove I'm good at asking ignorant questions too, right? So let's
welcome to the club, John. Right, come on. There's plenty of room.
The water's warm, right? So let's define subscription services, right? So because some businesses may be candidates to offer that to their clients and they don't even know that. So define some of those terms for us, if you will.
Sure. Subscription services would be, they're really trending now in the market. It's something like Birchbox, if I can drop names like that, or other companies that have a flat fee for a monthly box that you're going to get. So there's a lot that are focused on different sports or hobbies. So for example, there's a golf box of some sort or a fishing box of some sort. And every month you would receive something related to that sport, whether it be apparel, whether it be products. What FSI does to support those campaigns or those services is we become the landing place for those goods. And then each month our clients tell us what they're going to put inside their boxes. And then we'll assemble those boxes. We'll make sure that they're very detailed and match exactly what the client wants to be displayed, whether it be with a tissue paper or product placement when inside the box, with promotional cards to give discounts for future boxes or for referral business. And then, of course, we'll package them up and hand them off to the carrier.
So one other, just to clarify now, that Seth Gillen from Fulfillment Strategies International, so people understand, who are the kind of clients that you work with, the kind of businesses that you work with that should be interested in your services and the size too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because they go from large to very small, right?
They go from non-existence to very large, to be honest with you. Like I said earlier, we deal with clients that are just starting their business and we're helping them to forecast their business. But any entrepreneur, anybody that is selling something online when you're in the e-commerce world, we work with. Any promotional company that is distributing products.
And I'm just going to ask, so you're working with those entrepreneurs and they're kind of starting up. Really, your goal, what you're trying to accomplish is we want to take this section of your business that can take up so much of the time of getting stuff out and getting stuff fulfilled. You guys want to take that so that they don't have to worry about it. They just have to work with you guys. So this literally could be a small business that's just got a few orders a month if those orders are going to take up a lot of time. So it almost comes down to a concept of time. If they're spending some time and they want to get that time back, they should work with you guys.
You're exactly right.
Hey, you can use that if you want, by the way. Put it on your next business
card. And I take it non-existence means if Stephen ever writes his autobiography, you can send that out to all the thousands of orders that would come in,
dozens,
rushing in.
The right? Dozens and dozens of fans.
We have been talking with Seth Gillen of Fulfillment Strategies International. Seth, thanks for being with us. But before we go, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. Thanks. We have a website you can visit at www.fsifulfillment.com. I can be reached directly at Seth, SETHG, at fsifulfillment.com. Or you could give us a ring. You can reach us at 678-391-5980. We encourage our prospective clients to come out and visit us. We'd be glad to do facility tours, learn more about our services and capabilities.
Why don't you tell everyone where you're located?
We're in Austell, next door to Six Flags, right at 7800 The Bluffs.
Terrific.
And John, you know, I think he might have mentioned this, but Seth is the business development consultant. So when a new business owner or a business owner wants to get that relationship, they're going to talk to you, Seth.
That's right.
Good thing you came on the air.
It's a good thing. So Stephen will be in touch when he gets that autobiography done, right?
I look
forward
to it.
Yep. Terrific.
I will be on the bottom of the list of the least orders fulfilled in your company. Do I get an award for that?
I'm afraid not.
Well, so a couple of items let's take care of as we move on rapidly before we say goodbye. If you notice the signage here we enjoy at the Roswell Infinity Studios, that is courtesy of Apex Signs and Graphics. Apex Signs and Graphics provides unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, vehicle wraps, and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide, as well as customers in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett counties here in Metro Atlanta. The goal of Apex Signs and Graphics is to make your marketing pay. They are in the business of graphic communication, and their products sell your message. It's this message that creates top-of-mind awareness and causes your customer to buy from you and to buy from you repeatedly. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com. So, Stephen, we've got to talk about the Alpharetta Business Expo that's coming up.
I am so glad you're going to talk about that expo that's coming up.
Aren't you glad I brought that up? Business Radio X is a silver sponsor of this year's Alpharetta Business Expo, which will be held on August the 26th at the Alpharetta Marriott on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. So you know how to get there, right?
I do.
Okay, terrific.
I do. I've got it plugged into my phone.
This event has been one of the biggest small business and technology networking events of the season, and it will be again this year. We'll have a startup technology pitch showcase starting at 9 o'clock, and the expo doors will open at 10:30 a.m. on the 26th.
Great place to meet sponsors, great place to see their booths, great place to meet business owners, whether you're sponsoring a table or whether you're just coming and attending. Great place to do business.
And a great place to eat. We've got 8 food vendors, right? We've been talking about eating.
You know,
right?
I had just kind of gotten over that. I had blocked it out of my mind, and I'm sure it'll be great eating there, but I'm sure it won't be as good as Gratitude Goodies.
No, it won't. It won't.
Maybe Gratitude Goodies. Well, okay, sorry.
Right. Well, no, we will have eaten the chocolate by then.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. So it'll be long gone.
It'll be gone, long gone. But we'll have a packed ballroom of 75 exhibitors, and there'll be lots of great networking. So come join us on August the 26th for the Alpharetta Business Expo. For more details, go to www.alpharettabusinessexpo.com and come by and see Mike Salmon and Stephen Julian, and they'll be interviewing everyone.
Yep, meet Trey too.
Absolutely.
Get a quick interview, and yeah, that's just one of the many benefits of coming to the expo.
Absolutely. We'll have a lot of fun that day. So thanks again to our guests for joining us today. We've had Sean Lefebvre of North Georgia Promotions, Diane Campbell of Gratitude Goodies, and Seth Gillen of Fulfillment Strategies International. One reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning, live at 11:30. And if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on iTunes or online at NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at NorthFultonBRX. So for our producer, Trey Odom, and my co-host, Stephen Julian.
Pleasure as always, John. Thanks for letting me be here.
Thanks again for being here. I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.